Everybody, happy hump day. Hope it is going well for you. I know it is for me because I'm here with each and every one of you. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I was asked on Monday, very helpfully I might add, to discuss rounding up at the grocery store, which is now basically, I don't know a grocery store that I go to where I'm not asked if I want to round up. And I usually do. I don't even think I think about it that much. And I know a couple of texters chimed in and said, I think this is mostly a tax dodge for grocery stores. So I think the two questions here are, is this actually like helping the charities? And if so, to what extent? And secondly, is this legit or is there a whiff of suspicious activity? Is this actually a grift by the grocery stores to get out of paying taxes somehow? So I went to the Tax Policy Center, at the Urban Institute and Brookings Institution. And guess what? They've got a white paper on it. I love it when you all give me some homework assignments and I looked it up. So in order to donate at a point of sale, like a grocery store roundup, the corporation has got to enter into an agreement with whatever that charity is. And usually those agreements, those arrangements have to be registered under state law. They do in the state of Wisconsin. So you can actually check those out. You go to the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. You got to kind of look around a little bit, poke down through the menus, but you can find those arrangements. And corporations can deduct their direct charitable giving. So like if a corporation takes a portion of its net revenue and gives it to charity, they can deduct that, reducing their overall taxable income in the year of the donation up to 10% of their actual taxable income in a given year. Now I'm going to do a little bit of a tangent here because that is pretty fascinating. And there are some charities that get set up basically to like create jobs for famous people's relatives and things that never actually generate any taxable income because they run very thin and they spend all of their donations on basically quote administrative expenses, which means overblown salaries for people that don't do a whole lot. So just a caveat there, but that is not the grocery store using the roundup to somehow reduce their taxable income. As long as the business is following the law, it has zero impact on the grocery store's income taxes. Again, this is according to the Tax Policy Center, which is affiliated and run by the Urban Institute and the Brookings Institution. That is the upshot. So no, there's nothing nefarious going on with the roundup. And in fact, these rounding up things have raised nearly $500 million for the nonprofit sector in 2022. That was the last year that there was good, reportable, reliable data. $500 million for the nonprofit sector. That's a huge amount of money. In other words, those small rounding up things does make over time. And with all those pennies, it adds up and it does make an impact. One of the reasons, and I just wanted to mention this because this is fascinating, especially for folks like myself that have a nerdy pastime of both economics and behavioral economics, is this. People are more likely to round up than they are to say yes if you ask someone to donate a dollar. And here is the reason why. You and me and all humans perceive loss much more acutely than potential upsides or, frankly, like positive things overall. So we are less likely to respond, yes, I will give you a dollar, because our brain is registering that as a loss, when that is compared to, would you just round up? Which is, doesn't, your brain doesn't perceive that as a loss. It's just a couple extra pennies, no big deal. It doesn't register as loss. They've actually run studies on this. Yes, of course, everybody, I went down the rabbit hole with my homework assignment and found out that indeed, yes, they've run some studies on this. This researcher did a study at the St. Louis Zoo that compared exactly those two things. Hey, would you give a dollar to support the zoo or would you round up? And when they just did the rounding up, their total contribution levels went up 21% as compared to direct solicitation of, would you give a dollar to help the penguins or whatever it was at the St. Louis Zoo? So I have now completed my homework assignment. I feel good about that. Folks, you can always give me more fantastic homework assignments by calling or texting 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac pointing out that, yeah, he sees rounding up at so many places now. My local Ace Hardware usually has it. I have seen it at Walgreens. Yep, it's all over now. I think a lot of people are kind of having a little bit of rounding up fatigue, if you will. It's kind of like the tipping screens that are coming up now. But again, to just address those issues, yeah, the rounding up is having big, big economic impacts. Nearly $500 million in 2022 alone. Wow. And yeah, the corporations, it's not a tax dodge as long as they're actually following the law. And there should be with it within each of your states here in the state of Wisconsin, those agreements between the charities and the businesses should be filed with the state regulatory agencies. Having done my homework assignment for the week from you, our lovely listeners, we come back, I'm going to talk about Women on X, and then we're going to talk a little bit about how do we actually hold government accountable? What does that mean? What should we be looking at? How do we know if it's working? All that coming up right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked and join our conversation because we're all about real news and great conversation. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.